Welcome. I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is your call. Baseball season has begun without fans or workers. According to The Nation, 39,000 stadium workers across the country have lost their jobs, and billionaire team owners have done nothing to help them. Here in San Francisco, Giants workers are planning to protest outside of tonight's game against the Dodgers. The San Francisco Giants are worth $3.1 billion, according to Forbes. Charles Johnson, the owner of the Giants, is worth almost $6 billion. In late July, the San Francisco Examiner reported more than 2,000 food and service workers at Oracle Park, where the San Francisco Giants play, and the new Chase Center were laid off. They were employed by Bon Appetit Management. This is a food service provider for both of the venues, no relation to the magazine. 737 hourly union employees who worked at Oracle Park were let go. Over the past few weeks, concession workers with Unite Here Local 2 have been protesting outside of Giants baseball games. Their message? Quote, the Giants and their billionaire owner, Charles Johnson, have more money than anyone could ever need, and they shouldn't abandon concession workers who have served for decades. The Giants have also pledged their solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement, but the overwhelming majority of concession workers are black and brown, and they're leaving these workers in the cold. We're calling on the Giants to put their money where their mouth is and show black workers that their lives do matter, end quote. Members of Unite Here Local 2 are protesting tonight at 5:30 outside of Oracle Park during the Giants and Dodgers game. Joining us now are two guests. Connie Sarmiento is a single mom who has worked as a cashier at Oracle Park for 9 years. Connie works three jobs to support her kids, but she has lost all of them due to the pandemic. Hi, Connie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Ted Wechter, an organizer with Unite Here Local 2. Local 2 is the Hospitality Workers Union in San Francisco and San Mateo counties and represents about 1,000 concession workers at Oracle Park. Hi, Ted. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. Thank you.
We did reach out to the Giants and Bon Appetit Management Company, but we have not heard back from either of them yet. Connie, let's start off with you. What has it been like for you working three jobs to support your kids and you've lost all of them due to COVID? How are you coping right now? Are you able to make ends meet?
I know it's so hard and it's really, you know, devastating that we are facing like this. After working three jobs, this is what we're going to get after facing this COVID. It's really hard for us. And ignoring us or our previous employee, it's really devastating.
Are you able, Connie, to pay the rent and make ends meet?
No, I'm scared that they're going to kick me out this month because I'm really short of money. I really don't have money anymore to pay my rent.
And you have all of your, I'm assuming your kids are home with you because of COVID and not in school.
Yeah.
Right?
They are.
And that's a challenge.
Very challenging because we don't have an experience that can be happen like this. I don't want to end up living on the street, you know. And so I was a working mother. I'm really praying that this not going to happen, this going to stop.
Connie, you have worked for the San Francisco Giants for 9 years. What did you do there?
I was a cashier.
And what was the experience like for you? Were you able, with three jobs, is that because each job just didn't pay enough to allow you to make ends meet?
Yeah, it doesn't make me pay enough. My rent is like too much, plus our bills and everything. So I had to run from my other job going to the Giant. So so it can fit to my budget. Because I'm a single mom, so nobody helps me.
Right. Connie, can you just talk about what it's like to work three jobs? How are you able to pull that off?
Three jobs is really, really hard because, you know, after working 8 hours to the other one, and then you had to stand up 5 hours more I have to run from my other job is going to the Giants, and at the same time, if there is a game to the Warriors, I will have to run again there. Really, no more rest. Right. And I have to wake up early in the morning to start my job, my other job at 6 o'clock in the morning. Mm.
And for the Giants, Connie, do you get your paycheck from the Bon Appetit Management Company?
Yes.
And do you mind us asking, after 9 years, how much do you make?
Actually, for a year, the last one, for last year, I make like $6,000. That's per year.
So $6,000 for the season?
Yeah.
And what is that an hour?
They give us like, I think $19 is the last one.
$19 an hour?
Yeah.
When you were all laid off because of COVID, did the Bon Appetit Management Company give you any compensation?
They gave us $1,000. They said it's coming from the players who donated that money from us.
Mm-hmm. Ted, yeah. You're an organizer with Unite Here Local 2. Is this common? Do a lot of the concession workers have multiple jobs in order to make ends meet?
Yeah, absolutely. What our union says is that one job should be enough. But unfortunately, the truth, especially in the Bay Area, is that it often isn't. And workers like Connie are having to work two or even three jobs to make ends meet and support their families. And again, unfortunately, for many of these workers, the pandemic has caused them to lose every one of the jobs that they work and that they depend on.
So the Giants outsource concessions to the Bon Appetit Management Company. Again, no relation to the magazine. So Connie and others who work in concessions, they get their paycheck from the Bon Appetit Management Company. What happened when they lost their jobs? What was the communication like between the workers and the San Francisco Giants?
Well, you know, we have been in negotiations with Bon Appetit, which, as you said, is the direct employer of concessions workers at Oracle Park. And we actually asked the Giants to come to those negotiations, to acknowledge the contributions of ballpark workers, many of whom have been serving garlic fries and other fan favorites for decades. And the Giants refused. And so what's happening right now is that you've got a team worth $3.1 billion that's turning its back on concessions workers who served loyally for many, many years, and essentially saying, you know what, we refuse to take responsibility. We're going to abandon you during the COVID-19 pandemic.
What are you all calling for at this point, Ted? Because sadly, we just don't see an end in sight. I mean, in our second half of the show today, we're going to talk about a vaccine. But at this point, we don't know when people like Connie will be able to go back to work.
Yeah, that's right. What we're seeing now that the MLB has started the season without fans in the arenas is that the season's going to go on for the players. It's going to go on for the owners, certainly, who are going to continue making millions. But it's the concessions workers and other folks who work in the ballpark who are going to be locked out of their livelihoods. And so what we're calling on the Giants to do is share some of the money that they're going to make this season, some of the profits that they're going to make this season, with the workers who wish they could be there in the stadium serving fans and can't through no fault of their own. And for us, it's really shameful and a real slap in the face to workers like Connie that they've refused to even meet with us and talk about that. I think that's, you know, for a team that's worth billions, that's the least they could do, is come to the table, sit down with us, and work together to make sure that concessions workers can survive.
Connie, what are you calling for? What would you like to, what action do you want the Giants to take?
At least they should face us. Don't abandon us. Help the employee that served for them for how many years. Don't ignore us. Go on the table. You know? It's so hard to face this world.
Yeah. What are you hearing from your coworkers, Connie? How are they doing?
It's same with me. Some are struggling on their rent. and they don't know where to go now, what they can do so they can make money.
Connie Saramiento is a single mom who has worked as a cashier at Oracle Park, where the San Francisco Giants play, for 9 years. She works three jobs to support her kids, but she's lost all of them due to COVID. Ted Wechter is an organizer with Unite Here Local 2, the Hospitality Workers Union in San Francisco and San Mateo counties. They represent 1,000 concession workers at Oracle Park. And tonight at 5:30, workers will be protesting outside of the Giants-Dodgers game. There are no fans and no workers, but as Ted said, the team will continue to make money. Is it mostly from TV ads and the TV deals? Ted, is that where most of the money's coming from right now?
That's right. That's right. They're going to continue making money. We expect millions, and they've actually been in negotiations, the TV stations, the players, the owners of the teams, but we weren't at that table. We were really left out of those conversations about how the season was going to run during COVID-19. And so that's the real concern, is that workers want to have a voice and workers want to be able to survive. We're part of the team too.
Well, if you have a question or comment for Connie or Ted, you can give us a call at 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. If you are a ballpark worker and you'd like to share your story, we'd love to hear from you. You can also email yourcall@kalw.org or tweet us at yourcallradio. Ted, I didn't know that some of these owners are just worth so much money. Yahoo Finance has a list of MLB team owners. Ted Lerner, Washington Nationals, estimated net worth $5.7 billion. Charles Johnson, San Francisco Giants, $4.8 billion. Mark Walter, L.A. Dodgers, $3.5 billion. Art Marino, Los Angeles Angels, $3.4 billion. I mean, the list just goes on and on. These guys, I didn't realize that they were billionaire owners.
That's right. I mean, the situation we're seeing right now is you've got some of the richest families in America, people who have more money than anyone could possibly ever need, who are walking away from workers who don't have enough to survive. Concessions workers, ballpark workers, the folks who serve food to the fans, who clean the stadium, who really make that game day experience what it is, don't have what they need, don't have enough right now. And families who have plenty, who have more than enough, are refusing to even look them in the eye, sit down and talk to them about helping them out during this pandemic. It's a real disgrace.
And Connie, it's incredibly difficult because with the unemployment running out at the federal level, when you lost your three jobs, Connie, were you able to get state and federal unemployment?
I do. I do got it, but I was worried this that unemployment is going to be decreased and we don't have anywhere the $600.
Right.
It's really devastating. I don't know what to do now. How can I pay all my bills and rent?
Right, because before you were getting state money and then the extra $600 from the federal government, we've been doing so many shows about the Democrats passing an extension over 2 months ago, but the Republicans refused to act. So how is that affecting you, Connie? And with the state unemployment, that's up to about 400, maybe 450 a week, if you made that much before.
Really, for that, I don't know what to do now, because that, it's really, I'm thinking, what would I do now? After those, they're going to cut out that 600, how can I pay my rent? And I'm scared with my owner because I'm not paying anymore.
Right. I mean, Ted, even if you're getting the high end in California, it's maybe $1,800 a month, which for families with children living in San Francisco and the Bay Area, it's incredibly difficult to pay rent and bills.
Absolutely. It's not enough. And I think that's what you're hearing from Connie, that she's looking now at, how am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to put food on the table for my kids? Her story is not unique. There's about 1,000 concessions workers that we represent at Oracle Park, and who are all facing a very similar situation. saying, oh, there's a housing crisis coming, there's a hunger crisis coming. Mm-hmm. Where do we go? Who can we turn to? And, you know, when you, and now turning to the team that they, whose fans they've served loyally for so many years, this team that has billions and billions of dollars that's worth so much, and asking just for the basic help they need to survive, and getting the cold shoulder.
You know, we've been talking to a woman, Sheila Ritter, in Denver, and she worked as a security guard at a stadium in Denver. She made, I think it was $12 an hour, and we talked about how a beer can cost up to $18 an hour, so she's making less than the cost of a beer. She had to move out of her apartment and move into an RV with her son because she just couldn't make it. And The Nation has a piece called Baseball Stadium Workers Are Getting Peanuts from the Billionaire Owners. And there's just story after story of workers across the country who cannot make it, from the Dodgers Stadium to the Yankees. I mean, you name it. So, Ted, I mean, you want a sit-down meeting from the San Francisco Giants. How do you see this playing out? Because clearly the only solution here is to provide some kind of compensation to these workers.
That's right. And it's important to understand that the Giants know full well what's going on, because when the pandemic first began in March and it became clear, when shelter in place first began in March and it became clear that the season would not be played with fans, they announced a $1.7 million fund for ballpark workers like Connie. She was saying that's where some of that money came from. But because the team is valued at $3.1 billion, their contribution is actually less than 1%, so that 0.05% of the Giants' value. And really, that was an important gesture, but it wasn't enough for people to survive. And so now what really needs to happen is the Giants have to meet this moment in a way that's real, in a way that's not just about PR. And they have to take responsibility for the workers who have served year after year garlic fries and other fan favorites in their stadium. Instead of just leaving them out on the street, watching them lose their homes, watching them starve, that's not an option that our union is going to accept. And that's why you see workers like Connie say, we know how to fight. Giants workers went on strike, Bon Appetit workers went on strike in 2014. And even actually, correct, I'm sorry, I at the time they were with a different subcontractor, which just shows to illustrate how much that really means. At the time they were with a different subcontractor, they went on strike in 2014. So this is a ballpark where the workers know how to fight for what they deserve. More than 200 workers turned out to our first action the week before last. We expect to be even stronger, even louder tonight at 5:30 for the launch of the Giants homestand series against the Dodgers. And we'll be back for as long as it takes to get what we deserve. So I think you're absolutely right. It's clear what the Giants have to do. The question is, how long are they going to keep ignoring us? Because we're not giving up.
Connie, did you get health care when you were working for the Bon Appetit Management Company?
Oh, yes, I do. Because I have three jobs, actually. So the health care is coming from the Grand Hyatt. So they waived it for me.
Okay, so you also work at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Wow. Excuse me. So you still have your health care?
Yeah, they said up to October. That's what I'm worried more.
I'm sorry, my kitchen is actually very smoky right now because of the fires, and it's making me cough. Excuse me. Ted, how many of the 39,000 stadium workers across the country are union members?
Wow, you know, I don't know the total. Here in San Francisco, workers at Oracle Park as well as at the Chase Center are members of our union. The Oakland Coliseum workers there are members of Local 2850, the East Bay affiliate of our same union. But I don't know the national figure.
What is happening with Chase Center workers? I mean, this is a brand new stadium, and then, boom, all of a sudden they lost their jobs. That's got to be so difficult.
That's right. And there's actually a lot of overlap. So that's Connie's third job is at the Chase Center. And so what we're saying right now is, look, it's baseball season. This is the time that Oracle Park workers expect to have that income that gets them through the year. When it's basketball season, I'm sure we'll be having a conversation then as well.
Connie, what are the main differences between working for the Giants and the Chase Center? Because I understand that the owners of the Warriors, they built the Chase Center. I mean, they're behind it. But the subcontracting is a bit different from the Giants, if I remember correctly. So what are the differences?
The big difference there, because we just got that Warriors at the Chase Center, we don't have health care yet there, and we don't have the benefits because they don't want to sign up. On the Giants, we do have those health care covered.
Okay, so at Chase, you're not a union worker, but for the Giants, you are.
Yes, and aside from that, there's a lot of work in the Chase Center because they don't do like the Giants do. If you're a cashier, you're a cashier. You don't have to ask to do the dishes like a steward works. You have to jump in and help others.
Ted, what else can you tell us about the main differences in terms of how the workers are treated? Do you know?
Yeah, well, so the Chase Center, as you said, just opened recently. And while we've won the union there, we don't have the union contract. So those important healthcare protections that Connie was talking about haven't yet come through. Both, though, are managed by the same company, the same subcontractor, Bon Appetit. And so I think the similarity where you see is a team that is outsourcing its food service operations to another company and creating this sort of legal structure that they say absolves them of any responsibility for their workers. And in both cases, the workers there know the truth. They know that the Giants and the Warriors have the money and the power to step up and do the right thing. And they're not going to be afraid to speak up and fight for what they deserve.
So the Chase Center was privately financed by the Warriors at $1.4 billion. And according to the Washington Post, Chase, the company, which they buy the naming rights just like Oracle did at the Giants, they signed a 20-year deal worth a reported $300 million for naming rights. I mean, Ted, when you talk about any of these teams and these stadiums, we're just talking about huge amounts of money here.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just absurd. It's astronomical amounts of money. And I think it's also important to remember that these are institutions in San Francisco. You know, the Giants, San Francisco's home team. And so I think when San Franciscans look at what's going on and see that much money at play on one side and then workers who are just struggling to survive on the other, I think it's really clear what our values tell us is the right thing to do. When you have that stark difference, on the one side, teams that are worth billions that are getting these sponsorship deals, as you said, in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and then on the other, you've got workers like Connie who are working multiple jobs, still struggling to make ends meet, have no idea how they're going to pay rent or put food on the table during this pandemic, and to hear that a team like the Giants refuses to even look these workers in the eye, refuses to even, you know, get on that Zoom call and come to negotiate with us about doing what's right for the workers. I think people in San Francisco, we know that that's not a team, that's not an institution that's living up to our San Francisco values.
Ted, have you been in touch with any San Francisco politicians about this?
Yes. Supervisor Matt Haney came to our first action at the beginning of the Giants versus A's homestand. And actually, a resolution was introduced at the Board of Supervisors last week calling on the Giants to do the right thing and to support workers right now. And an important thing that resolution said in particular was that the vast majority of workers at Oracle Park are Black and brown workers, are folks whose communities have already been disproportionately affected by the pandemic, whether it's in terms of mortality rate, infection rate, also in terms of unemployment associated with the economic crisis that we're in right now. And so this is not just, you know, this is a racial justice issue as well. And that resolution made a big point of saying This is a moment for this San Francisco team to step up and do the right thing for workers of color. And that resolution will be voted on in the coming weeks.
Has Mayor London Breed made a statement about any of this? Because she, you know, was heavily involved in the opening of the Chase Center.
Not that I know of myself.
Connie, final thoughts from you. We have a few listeners writing in asking how they can support you. Connie, are you still with us?
Yes.
Yeah. What can people do to support you and your fellow workers?
Which one? You mean the company?
No. Just you. I mean, as you're struggling to make ends meet and you're all protesting tonight, what can average people do to support your cause?
I'm not so sure. You know what? The only thing that I know that they can do for us, especially the management, that they should go on the table and talk to us as an organization, because there's no one that can help us for now.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of them.
Yeah, well, members of the public who want to help out, you know, we want every voice. We need to get stronger to really show the Giants that people are watching their behavior and that we're upset about it. And folks are invited to come to our social distance picket or to join our car caravan today at 5:30. Information about that is available on our Facebook page, facebook.com/UniteHereLocal2. You'll find the event posting there. And if folks want to support workers, we do have a hardship fund. That's at unitehere.org/donate. But if you can come out to our action tonight, you can help us make some noise and let the Giants know that San Francisco's watching. San Francisco's not going away anytime soon. We're not going to let them abandon these workers. That would be the most meaningful thing you could do right now.
Ted Wechter is an organizer with Unite Here Local 2. Connie Sarmiento is a single mom who has worked as a cashier at Oracle Park, where the Giants play, for 9 years. Connie works 3 jobs to support her kids at the Hyatt, at the Chase Center, and at Oracle Park, but she's lost all of them due to the pandemic. Connie, thank you so much for joining us, and we'd love to have you back in the near future to check in and find out how you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. Ted, thank you for joining us, and we'll definitely check in with you again.
Thanks.
Thank you. You can find more information about the protests against the San Francisco Giants and the struggle of concession workers to make ends meet at yourcallradio.org. Coming up after a break, we will get an update on the COVID vaccine. This is Your Call. We'll be back after this.